Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
The U.S. Supreme Court has already settled the gay marriage debate. In its 1972 Baker v. Nelson decision, the High Court found that there is no federal question surrounding the definition of marriage. That is to say, there's no constitutional equal protection right, or any other right for that matter, to so-called same-sex marriage. That is the law of the land. But apparently they have forgotten and will revisit the issue in June. It remains unclear just where Justice Anthony Kennedy, the quote-unquote gay marriage swing vote, will ultimately come down when the High Court revisits the issue as early as June of this year. The decision is expected to be a 5-4 split. The issue, one of the issues that we're not going to talk about during this program, but it would take an entire another program to talk about, is the issue of Supreme Court Justices Elena Kagan and Ruth Bader Ginsburg having presided over the same-sex marriages of several couples and the need for them to recuse themselves. And then we won't talk about Ginsburg's interview with Bloomberg earlier this month when she said America was ready for gay marriage. Again, another program in its entirety. But what we're going to talk about is an article that Linda Harvey wrote on February 17th. And Linda is my guest today. She's the president of Columbus, Ohio-based Mission America. Thanks, Linda, for being with us.
Thanks for having me on again, Diane.
And you always write great articles, and I really appreciate the details that you include in the articles. Let's start first, though, with what is Mission America? What is your mission besides getting America back on track?
Yeah, yes, definitely. 20 years ago, after I became a Christian from being a liberal agnostic, and looked around and decided that what could I do, you know, to change the culture that I had been a part of making, and I suddenly had open eyes and saw it for what it was. The Lord just kind of decided to impress on me. I felt this burden for doing something to communicate about the social issues, the socially liberal issues, and communicate a Christian perspective on those. And so at first I was kind of doing a lot of different things, and my heart was to speak to America, mm-hmm. Formerly Christian America, now becoming neo-pagan America.
Yeah.
But what God really honed me in on pretty quickly was the issue of homosexuality. And 20 years ago, you know, it wasn't what it is today.
Right.
And at first I was kind of thinking, why this issue? Isn't there something nicer, more pleasant?
I know that
here?
Feeling,
take on. And I just kept getting more and more of a conviction that this is going to be a much bigger issue. And of course, here it is.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely bigger. And it's gotten bigger in the past 20 years and it continues to get bigger. And we see the whole issue morphing into even worse things. And as a society supposedly has become more accepting. This is kind of off the track, but do you think society really is becoming more accepting of homosexuality and transgenderism? Or is that just a lie being perpetuated by those in power and by the media?
I think it's not progressing nearly at the pace that people are saying. I think younger people are being sold this, but mm-hmm. I think that they're only being sold this because they're being deprived of the whole truth. And as they mature, and at most of us, as we mature, start to branch out and question and say, you know, as we get some experience, to say, I wonder if I've been using the right set of evaluation here.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of those people are going to reevaluate it. And I think everybody else other than youth are, I think many people are furious about what, because they don't know what to do, about what's going on and the incredible agenda that's being shoved down everybody's throat. I think people don't know what to do, and most of those who believe that are the vast majority, maybe all of them, are reasonable, tax-paying, mm-hmm. civil people who don't, contrary to the narrative of the left, create problems for the other side. They want to do something constructive, and they want to save our culture, and especially they want to save the moral fiber of our nation.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people, I think it's overblown,
yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah, I sure hope so. You know, as I go to those different gay pride parades and such and see parents bringing their children, I think, why? Can't you see
I've gone to these gay pride parades here in Columbus, Ohio, mm-hmm. for several years now. I had not gone for many years because it just made me so upset when I saw what was going on. But I think there are a lot of people that migrate from parade to parade. I mean, they travel. So the crowds seem much bigger than they are, but it's the same people often. They go from one to the other.
To support each other, I guess.
Yeah, and to just because, they want to socialize with all the people there over that weekend.
Yeah. So let's turn our attention to the Supreme Court, and they're supposed to be deciding whether, at least my understanding is that they're supposed to be deciding whether the 14th Amendment actually allows or actually extends, can be interpreted as extending civil rights to homosexuals. And, of course, history of the 14th Amendment has absolutely nothing to do with sexual conduct. But that's the question that the Supreme Court's going to be addressing, the 14th Amendment and how it should be correctly interpreted when it comes to the issue of homosexuality. Unless the Lord intervenes, there's a good chance the Supreme Court is going to come down wrong on this issue. Even though Kennedy said in his decision in 2013 that he basically said states have the right to define marriage. But, I don't know that you truly believe the words that he wrote at that point. You have listed the article that you wrote is 7 things to expect post-Supreme's marriage ruling. And you're making a prediction of what will happen if the Supreme Court in June of this year hands down the wrong decision and allows the redefinition of marriage. So first of all, you write that a Federal Employment Non-Discrimination Act, or ENDA, endorsing sexual orientation and gender identity is a probable sequel to that. So that would probably be one of the first things that would happen. So let's just talk about some of these 7 things, and how did you reach the decision that these were the 7 things? How did your prediction reach the point that it chose these 7 things?
Well, I started with the idea that, as you said, the Lord could change all this, and if people would humble ourselves, we would all humble ourselves truly, and America would humble itself and say, we have been wrong about this and so many other, all the sexual things going on, pornography, all the other stuff going on in our culture, and just say, Lord, please intervene and save our nation here. God would honor that, I do believe.
Oh, yeah. Second Chronicles 7:14 specifically says he would heal our land if we would turn to him and humble ourselves and pray and ask for forgiveness of our sins.
Yeah. But he may not do that. It's not looking like we're going to be doing that. No. I mean, I don't see
we're too proud.
People are threatened by this. They are not seeing the threat.
Yeah.
And what I really thought about this article a long time before I wrote this, because it's very depressing.
Yeah.
But unless something turns around and God gives us one more chance here, we need to understand what's going to happen as this rolls out. And if they decide to find within the equal protection under the law phrasing in the 14th Amendment, that because it says in there that no person shall be denied equal protection under the law. What they're going to be doing, and this is where the homosexual groups have been going and legal people have been going, courts have been going for so long, is to say, people are implying some people are born homosexual, therefore the idea of person is just like race, and you need to rule that under the 14th Amendment we are being denied equal protection by being denied the idea of marrying somebody of the same sex. This is all one lie built on another lie built on another lie.
Right.
There is no such thing as the inborn homosexual person. We know tons of ex-homosexuals. You and I know many of them, that the same people. And there's fluidity, and there's bisexuality. I mean, there's lies embedded in what they say and their agenda. So you can pick apart the lies if you want. But people don't want to see that. They want to do what they want. And if they do that, that becomes a civil right.
Yeah, they try to reinterpret the true intent, the original intent of the 14th Amendment. And that's why, as you've said, that's why homosexual activists have been so adamant in trying to equate their lifestyle with race, saying that they're born that way.
And when it's convenient for them, they talk out of all sides of their mouth, not just both sides. it depends on who they're talking to and in what audience, because
yeah.
they're all about party, 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 and do whatever you want, and flexibility and all that. When and in the academic culture, you hear queer theory, which mm-hmm. is, you know, do whatever you want, change yourself into whatever gender, whatever sexuality, day by day, if you wish. But when they're talking public policy, and then they're talking in the courts, their advocates will firmly claim that, there's gay and they're straight, and people are born that way. That's just not true.
Right.
It's just a big lie. And then the next big lie is that marriage could ever be two people of the same sex. They cannot consummate. There is no life mm-hmm. ever possible
right.
from those unions. So it meets no definition of marriage whatsoever. So it's a lie.
Yeah, it is.
But if this happens, it will become the equivalent of a civil right, and I believe that federal law will then be amended to include homosexuality as a civil right, and out of that will grow a whole range of other biggest dreams of the homosexual lobby.
Yeah, absolutely. And specifically looking at the Supreme Court ruling, or Supreme Court, and then the ruling that will be coming down here soon, probably in June, the fact that the Obama administration, not a surprise, that the Obama administration and DOJ have written friend of the court briefs, amicus briefs, in support of same-sex so-called marriage. And the Republicans, who previously had hired attorneys to defend the Defense of Marriage Act, are now saying that they're not going to get involved with this Supreme Court case. They're going to remain silent on the issue.
Right, right.
And that's troubling.
It's so stupid.
Yeah.
It's stupid on their part politically, because what's going to happen is they think that this will all go away by 2016 and the presidential election.
Oh, yeah.
It's not going to go away, because what's going to happen is that the homosexuals are going to move forward, and their friends in the court are going to help them out, and they will start rolling out the incredible squeeze on religious freedom.
Mm-hmm.
They're already doing this. There's a number of left-wing funding groups, including Arcus Foundation in Michigan, which is headed by the old former head of GLSEN, Kevin Jennings.
Yeah.
They're funding efforts to convince American voters that it's only fair that religious freedom has to include bowing down before whatever the homosexual lobby wants, including
it's only fair
marriage.
It's only that they're saying it's only fair.
Yeah, it's an issue of fairness that religion should not include discrimination. What they're basically saying is that your First Amendment religious rights and your right to freedom of conscience is going to be wiped out.
Yeah.
And the courts are going to uphold this if they do this with marriage, because there'll be so many head-to-head contests throughout the country on this, and people are going to suddenly be, you know, we're going to be just awestruck, I think, at the
speed in which they will attack.
Yeah,
because I'm sure that they have their agenda all laid out, and like you're saying, they'll be prepared to attack the day right after the Supreme Court hands down their decision, and they won't wait months to strike. They'll be
right.
Prepared.
So I went back to my point about the 2016 election. The Republican nominee is going to be asked by conservatives. And then, of course, then the left will echo it, because it will put them on the spot. What are you going to do? What is your position on religious freedom?
Yeah.
Does religious freedom include forcing bakers and florists and innkeepers and employees of all stripes to honor same-sex marriage and to serve any recognition of same-sex marriage? Can people turn that down? Do parents have to have their children listen to this indoctrination in their schools? Do they have no rights any longer? I think parents are going to put this to these nominees, and I think unless the GOP has the courage to nominate a real courageous conservative, the Democratic nominee is going to win,
yeah.
because a whole bunch of folks are going to stay home and just either going to do what they did with Mitt Romney and say there's nothing here to vote for.
Yeah, there's no point in going to the poll. I predict that that's probably going to happen, because the Republican leadership does not want to nominate a true conservative. They're afraid of true conservatives. And
right. They still think they can win with the formula
yeah.
that has lost them the last two elections.
Exactly.
And this year the stakes will be even higher, because they will be asked even more pointed questions
yeah.
regarding homosexuality, and they will avoid it and duck from it in the same way and have unclear answers in the same way, or else they'll cave in and start approving of it. Either way, they've lost the true conservative.
Yeah,
the Tea Party
for sure.
and the evangelical vote will be gone.
Yeah. Yeah, just their base. you know, their just their base. Yeah, for sure. So Inda will probably be out there. I mean, they've been pushing for Inda for a long time.
Right.
So they'll probably be one of the first things that they'll do. And that would include.
And the question there is going to be, what's the Republican, again, what will the Republican majorities in the House and Senate do? I mean, there's a bunch of conservatives who will hold the line on this. But is it enough? Because there are a whole lot of folks that are caving. I think John Boehner is caving on this. I think, you know, the Senate's always been kind of wishy-washy on this. We've got Rob Portman from Ohio, for goodness sake. He's got a homosexual son. Mm-hmm. He's all over the homosexual agenda.
Yeah, he just announced he supports same-sex marriage, announced that a couple years ago.
Yeah.
So we have the religious rights issue, as you've been talking about. And, yeah, we already see evidence of where this is headed when we see the attacks on New Mexico photographers and florist in Washington State, bakers, I mean, all over the country, bakers have been attacked. Christian bakers have been attacked. So we see where this is headed. And to me, I think it was there was a recent poll. Anyway, I can't remember who did it, whether it's Gallup or not. But where well over 50% of Americans thought that Christian bakers and florists and photographers and such should have the right to decline to participate in any way in celebrating same-sex, quote-unquote, marriages.
Of course they should. I mean, the idea that this is discriminatory to do that is ridiculous. We have to continue to allow business owners to uphold their moral values.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's just the way that, and it's not the equivalent of race. Everybody wants to say, well, then you can turn away people because of race. No, that's not what's happening.
No. But that's what homosexuals are trying to do. Yeah.
You're turning away people who are trying to get you to do their bidding in your product and service that violates your conscience.
Yeah.
And you just can't do that. They would never ask a Muslim. They would go in and say, I demand to be served pork here because I love pork.
Right.
You wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
They would say, oh, of course they have the right to do that. So.
Right. And the interesting thing is that each one of these businesses do serve homosexuals. It's just that they do not want to participate in the same-sex marriage issue. And so
they do not want to use their products to endorse something as sinful. That's different than giving a person flowers, no matter what their lifestyle is.
Yeah. You also mentioned that the FCC regulations are likely to follow the Canadian model. And what's the Canadian model, and what can we expect?
The issue up there is that places like Focus on the Family many years ago had to go off the air or else completely edit their broadcasts with homosexuality out of it. I mean, because, I don't think there's any, hardly, if there's Christian radio up there, I haven't been able to find it, and we go to Canada fairly frequently over the years with family things.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's very watered down.
Yes, it's very watered down, and basically it's just a desert in the airwaves up there, and I think that's what's going to happen here, unfortunately. I think what you'll see first is people saying, well, you just can't speak about this subject. Well, the list of subjects will just quickly expand to abortion,
as towards
to
you can,
the exclusive claims of Jesus Christ, because, you know, the Islamic issue is not out here. Again, God is testing all of us on this. It's not out here just for grins. It's out there to test the Church of Jesus Christ to say, how much will we stand up and say, no, you guys are wrong. Your beliefs are destructive. Not the people are destructive. They can be. We see how.
Yeah, for sure.
But people can change. People can change their ideas. It's their barbaric 7th century religion that's causing the problem.
Yeah.
And so we're going to see that will go right up head to head in more and more and more places, because the left is defending them, idiots that they are. I mean, they're defending the rights of people that will be coming after
cut
them
off
first.
Your head.
I mean,
and that makes
silly.
That's frustrating in itself to see how American media. I think the average American understands the dangers involved with embracing Islam, and for what, you know, because of what we've seen happening over there, and the attempts over here to enforce Sharia law in some states. So I think the average American, again, we have the media. How can we get around the media? The FCC, the regulations will not at all hinder. Once, Supreme Court hands down their decision in June, and if it goes the wrong way, the FCC regulations will not at all impede or change the regulations on the mainstream media. It will be attacking and restricting Christian radio stations and conservative radio stations who speak the truth.
And the internet.
Yeah,
we're already seeing some censorship on Facebook and Google. They're just looking for an excuse to do this and be able to get away with it. Again, these folks are all led by leftist ideas.
Right, same ideas.
So they're looking for ways to, and again, it's not just the issue of homosexuality. People need to understand the homosexual agenda wants to destroy Christianity.
Yeah.
And then also Judaism, because conservative Judaism, because that is the roots of the faith.
Right,
and,
absolutely.
And so people need to be aware that that's where this is going. It isn't just going to be enough for you when your church begins to be threatened with loss of tax exempt status, or else you submit to having your preaching monitored, or you commit that you won't preach about homosexuality. That's not where it's going to end. It will expand into other issues.
Can't talk about sin at all. I mean, unfortunately, not enough churches address the issue of sin as it is, and they don't want to get involved in anything that even hints of being political. And it will become even worse because churches will be even more hesitant to become engaged in the culture war, because there's no doubt that there's a culture war, and God's truth is at the center of the attack.
Right.
And churches need to stand up and defend God's truth and be willing to do that no matter what the consequences.
Right.
It'd be interesting to see how this plays out.
I think that they need to be willing to give up their tax-exempt status.
Yeah.
So that's not going to hurt. You know, people are still going to donate to your church.
Yeah.
You know, true Christians, and that's what you want. You want the real people there. But I think a lot of churches are going to think foolishly, which is why we've gotten in this mess to
trouble.
Begin with.
Yeah.
That, well, we'll just stay silent on that issue and they'll leave us alone. No, they won't leave you alone. That's going to be much bigger. And God is not mocked. God's
true.
See what's happening here.
Yeah. And the test is out there, and how Christians respond is the test, and how Christians respond will come to, you know, will be the answer one way or the other as to how God will view America. But I know Christian Americans need to stand up and do what's right. And your article outlined very depressing scenarios.
Yeah,
but
sorry.
Then again, but the truth needs to be spoken, or needs to be written in this case.
Well, we need to be prepared.
Yeah.
We need to prepare, because we have some defenses against this. We have a lot of defenses if we'll just all become very convicted about them.
And again, folks can get this. It's the article's entitled 7 Things to Expect. Post-Supreme's marriage ruling exclusive. Linda Harvey predicts new constitutional right to behavioral preference. It was on WorldNet Daily, WND.com, on February 17th.
It's also on barbwire.com.
Okay. That's right,
on the 18th, and also on Christian Post.
Oh, Christian Post, also in barbwire. Okay. What was the other one that you said, barbwire?
Barbwire.com.
Okay, barbwire.com and christianpost.com and wnd.com. So I encourage folks to get a copy of this article. And, you've got it outlined as to what to expect. And we need to read this. And even though it's very discouraging, we need to be, like you're saying, be prepared for what's coming within. I think the juggernaut will begin a couple of days after the Supreme Court hands down their decision.
Right. They're hearing oral arguments in April.
Okay.
And then June, I guess, is when they are expected to hand down the decision.
Yeah. I just think of all the damage that was done in since the decision in June of 2013, rather, with the Defense of Marriage Act, and how runaway courts have just totally disrupted, disrupted America, basically.
Yeah.
So anyway, appreciate the time that you've taken to be with us, and appreciate your article and the warnings that you're extending out there. And again, folks need to get a copy of the article. So
thank you so much, Diane.
Hey, you take care.
Okay, you too.
You talk to you later.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.